This is VOA News. To discuss Russia's military buildup on its border with Ukraine, according to the White House. Afterward, Mr. Biden will call the leaders of nine allies on the eastern flank of NATO to brief them on his virtual meeting Tuesday with President Vladimir Putin and listen to their concerns. On Wednesday, Mr. Biden said he would not order the deployment of American troops to Ukraine to counter a possible Russian invasion of that country. He did say what will happen is there will be severe consequences. Talks to salvage the 2015 Iran nuclear deal formally resumed Thursday with a meeting of the remaining parties to the deal, which do not include the United States, Russia's top envoy to the talks said on Twitter. The talks are indirect negotiations between Tehran and Washington, though top U.S. envoy Rob Malley will not arrive until this weekend. Efforts to bring back Iran to the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action Agreement broke down last week after mediators from France, Britain, and Germany, three of the signatories to the 2015 agreement, expressed frustration with Iran, saying it had backtracked on diplomatic progress made. The United States withdrew from the agreement in 2018 under former President Donald Trump. Since then, Iran has renewed its nuclear program by enriching uranium beyond the threshold allowed in the agreement. Hong Kong tycoon and prominent pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai and two others were convicted Thursday for their roles in last year's banned Tiananmen candlelight vigil and a crackdown on dissent in the city and Beijing's tightening political control. This is VOA News. The chief of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more than 40 people in the country have been found to be infected with the Omicron variant so far, and more than three-quarters of them had been vaccinated. But Dr. Rochelle Walensky said in a Wednesday interview with the Associated Press that nearly all of them were only mildly ill. The U.S. Senate has narrowly approved a resolution to nullify the Biden administration's requirement that businesses with 100 or more workers have their employees be vaccinated against the coronavirus or submit to weekly testing. The Democratic-led House is unlikely to take it up, which means the mandate would stand, though courts have put it on hold for now. Still, the vote has given senators a chance to come out against a policy that they say has sparked fears back home from businesses and from unvaccinated constituents worried about losing their jobs should the rule go into effect. Britain implored people to obey tougher restrictions Thursday to slow the spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant after revelations about alleged lockdown parties at Prime Minister Boris Johnson's residence provoked an outcry over hypocrisy. Johnson imposed restrictions on England Wednesday just hours after apologizing for a video showing staff laughing about a party in Downing Street during a 2020 Christmas COVID lockdown, when such festivities were banned for the population. The rules, including an order to work from home, wear masks in public, and use vaccine passes, fell short of a lockdown but angered some lawmakers in Johnson's O Party and the retail and leisure sectors. Germany has seen significantly more deaths than usual since the start of September, in part due to the fourth wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, reaching as much as 17% above average in the second week of November, the statistics office said Thursday. About 7.5% more people died between March 2020 and February 2021, when Germany suffered its first two waves of the pandemic, than in the previous 12 months, the statistics office said. Seven UN peacekeepers were killed and three critically injured when their vehicle was blasted by an improvised explosive device in central Mali Wednesday, bringing the death toll of UN soldiers in the troubled West African nation to 19 so far this year. A UN spokesperson said all of the peacekeepers killed and injured were from Togo. Mali has struggled to contain an Islamic extremist insurgency since 2012. Undeterred by health woes, sex scandals, and advanced age, former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is pursuing a promise he once made to his mother that one day he